President Trump's third draft of the travel ban has been passed. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll talk about what this latest travel ban in the U.S. means. And what does sharing God's love have to do with sewage in the streets? We'll let you know. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. On Monday, the Supreme Court allowed President Trump's third version of the travel ban to go into full effect. This means that most individuals from Chad, Somalia, Yemen, Iran, Libya, North Korea, and some government officials from Venezuela will not be able to travel to the United States. While appeals have been made, it looks like the ban might stick this time. Bethany Christian Services views their work in refugee resettlement as an important part of the Christian faith. Bethany's Christine Van Ord.
Our biggest concern as a ministry is that we really want to be able to love and serve the orphan and the stranger and the widow. And this newest development is really focusing on those that have some of the greatest needs. And so what it means is that there are many people that we will not be able to welcome here.
The argument centers on security and compassion. Bethany believes that as a nation and as the church, we can accomplish both. They're asking you to pray to this end.
I think we can be praying for our leaders to have wisdom and understanding of how to balance the need for security, but also for that humanitarian aid heart that America and the church has had for so long.
And Christmas is a time when you hear about Jesus everywhere, it seems. When you're out shopping, there's a Christmas song about Jesus on the radio. When you turn on the TV, there's the Christmas story playing. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says Christmas is the perfect time to naturally bring up the gospel, and the stakes are high.
On our website, we have an eternity counter running right now. It is indicating how many people have gone into eternity since Thanksgiving morning. And we know this, that 150,000 of our fellow humans, 150,000, try to get your head around this, will go into eternity today, heaven or hell. They will be in heaven or hell before the end of today.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is all about sharing the good news. One way is through a radio spot proclaiming the gospel in the 5 most spoken languages. They also support Indigenous Native American outreach. Right now you can donate to Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and your gift will be matched.
Every single dollar that will be given to that matching gift will be used to accelerate the spread of the gospel and won't be used to turn on the lights here. It will be used to get the gospel within the reach of more people, either through radio, internet, or Native Americans reaching Native Americans.
To get started, simply visit missionnews.org. And open defecation in Haiti is a major problem. About 72% of the country doesn't have access to a sanitary waste system, and sometimes people will even relieve themselves in the streets. This puts all Haitians' health at risk. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
This affects majorly the overall hygiene of the country and is one of the reasons why cholera spread so fast once the UN introduced it, because there's just no organized, systematic way get rid of the human waste in Haiti.
For Haiti with Love has already built one community latrine in Haiti. Now they're being asked to build a second. Would you help For Haiti with Love reach its financial goal to start building?
It costs $3,500 to do a single project in a community. And all they have to do is mark their check or designate their PayPal to go to the outhouse or the latrine projects. We will combine all contributions, and as soon as we hit $3,500, we give the crew in Haiti the go to build another one.
And we'll connect you with more details from the story and others on today's broadcast. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House, stories written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. You can also sign up to get our free e-news updates. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.